Welcome to the Living Lutheran for November 2021. We begin with the editor's note by Andrea Pullman Kulik. She's entitled it God's Gifts. Years ago, I decided that my prayer life was full of bless and watch over. You can insert the name here. Help me with blank. Guide me as I blank. Give healing to insert name here. Where was thank you in my petitions? So I decided to try an experiment, and I would chat with God during my morning commute, pointing out a few things each day for which I was grateful. The uninterrupted time in the car and the things I'd see, like sunrises, trees, businesses, school buses, and so on, should help provide plenty of inspiration, right? Well, I should have known better. There's nothing inspiring about being stuck in Chicago traffic. The experiment didn't last long, but after reading Timothy Wengert's article about Thanksgiving, I don't feel so bad about my failure. His quote from Martin Luther is spot on. An ought never implies a can. The article also reminds us that what creates Thanksgiving is not our attitude, but God's gifts. I see those gifts in this month's issue. God gave us the Word and the inquisitiveness to explore its meaning for our faith journey. We're given technology and the intelligence to reason through its implications, prayer and support and talents and music to be a blessing to others. And throughout all the stories of this issue, we receive the gifts of our siblings in Christ who serve as a caring presence in the military, share faith journeys, and work for justice with migrants and American Indians. For all of these things and people, I give thanks. I'm also grateful to our readers who support this magazine staff as we tell the stories of this church. May everyone have a blessed, happy, and thankful Thanksgiving.